A book review. The book, Reaching Out, How to Communicate Gospel Hope and Love to 21st Century Catholics. The author, Father Joseph Lynch, S.M. The publishers, Resurrection Press, New Jersey, the year 2008. And now to get an idea of what the book is about, we go to the introduction and we read, I am reminded of Daniel Moynihan's dilemma in analyzing the effects of racial inequalities on the black population. He posed the question to himself, where would he begin to work at solutions? The problems were many: racism, family life, economic problems, education, health, welfare, political power, community issues, religious beliefs, and models. After exploring the whole, he settled on developing work skills and receiving a living wage as the key to begin to resolve other aspects of racism in America. Such an approach would concentrate the energy of those interested in improving the life of the African American community. It would create pride and independence, restore dignity and self-respect. I have been using the same methodology of finding keys in my work with parishes. I write about three specific issues because I believe that they are the most important and the most difficult to talk about in parishes today. I have worked with parishes on other areas of their concern, for example, care of the elderly, integration of multiple ethnic groups, affordable housing, and gentrifying neighborhoods, family life. The methodology for success is always the same. Number one, see the whole, get the framework. Number two, see the parts needing attention, which I call strategy. Number three, choose points of entry based on impact, which I call tactics. Number four, become aware of the best thinking and best practices in the church. And number five, work through all of the above in a systematic planning process. And now we move to an excerpt which I feel is worthy of this book and gives us an insight into the benefits it has. Father Lynch talks about six truths of Benny Bennis, who was a sociologist. And they are truths about what it makes a leader a leader. And he talks about the first truth. Leaders of great groups love the talent of others and know where to find it. My experience as both a high school guidance director and a facilitator of Gift of Sermon workshops has been an amazing revelation of the gifts of others. I remember leading Gift of Sermon workshops with three successive groups in a parish in 3 weekends. It was exciting to hear the discoveries made by participants and staff during these days. As I discussed in Chapter 1, gift discernment can open up a parish's leadership pool and create excitement. I remember a woman coming to ask me if I thought she would be a good candidate to begin a divorced and separated ministry in the parish. In the instrument I used to evaluate her, she had scored highly in discernment, mercy, and helping. What was there to say? There she was, a gift of the Spirit in front of me. Bennis, the sociologist, speaks of the leaders in an organization building great groups as a maestro organizing the genius of others. Quote, recruiting the most talented people possible is the first task of anyone who hopes to create a great group. But equally as true is his observation that, quote, talented people smell out places that are full of promise and energy, places where the future is being made, end quote. Original minds see things differently, and word of mouth will draw talent. I always trust that the Holy Spirit sends to each community all that it needs to be vital church. The Catholic Church needs very badly to lift its limited sights at the local level to discover the richness of the gifts of its members. And I can second this from my own experience, and I will add that to this book review. Years ago, I was writing a column on medical ethics and really was not comfortable with what I was writing. I happened to bump into a man in the parish. He was out there in the pews all the time. Didn't really know him. Found out later he was a doctor. Not only a doctor, but a famous doctor who was an associate of a Nobel Prize winner. And so I asked him about these moral medical questions that I was questioning. And within a half hour, I got a course 101, 201, and 301 on medical ethics that I couldn't have gotten out of the books. Here was a man filled with talent, sitting right in front of me, and all that was needed was to ask him, "Do you know anything about this? Can you help me?" And there I had talent galore. There are so many people like that in our pews and around us, and all we need to do is to unlock that talent. And once unlocked, we find that we have a gold mine. We don't need to go to the books. They are the books within our parish with so much knowledge and experience. And now I go to the table of contents to give you an idea of the chapters and what they address. Chapter 1 addresses lay leadership. Chapter 2, the pastoral theology of Michael Paul Gallagher, Jesuit. Chapter 3, evangelization. Chapter 4, the challenge of youth today. Chapter 5, synergy and, quote, great groups, unquote, in parish life. Chapter 6, a systematic planning model. Appendix 1, self-managed teams and parishes. Appendix 3, prayer resources. I will highly recommend this book for anybody who is in parish life. I believe that Father Lynch has some very creative ideas. He also really speaks to our imagination. And I think anybody who reads this book and takes it seriously will definitely embellish the parish they are serving. End of book review. Enjoy.